Morning show from WRCO and WRCE. We have various subjects today, but we're going to kick it off with a fun subject, and that is the circus, which is coming to Richland Center, the Culpeper and Merriweather Circus, which will be here on August 13th and 14th. And we are pleased to have live in the studio today, Miss Skeeter. How are you?
Good morning, Richland Center. Yes, this is Skeeter the Clown. With the Culpeper and Merriweather Great Combined Circus coming on Sunday and Monday, August the 13th and the 14th. Now, Mr. Phil, a very special event takes place that first day, Sunday the 13th, at 9:30 at the circus grounds. And I think I will pronounce this right. Crosscut Park.
Not bad.
Come out there Sunday morning at 9:30, and you, all of you can witness the raising of the Big Top. Big Top is a nickname for that great big circus tent. Then you can stay for the free tour, where you actually get to meet and greet our lions and tigers up close and personal. This year is the 230th anniversary of the American Circus. So here in Wisconsin, you guys have had about 87 circuses throughout your time period. And this is one of the very last American Big Tops that you'll be able to see raising right behind for your very eyes, which means you can be a part of living history in your own backyard. Then we do the free tour afterwards, where you get to get a behind-the-scenes look of everything on the grounds.
Oh, that's amazing. August 13th and 14th at North Park. And you've been here before. You've had some great, successful crowds, I think, haven't you?
Yes, we're here. We're sponsored by the Southwest Partners in Company. I think the year we came here, they did something with the Aquatic Center. Mm-hmm. This year, we're working with the Aquatic Center, too. They're building a second slide. So if you buy your tickets in advance, more of that money will go to the Aquatic Center for the second slide. Because if you wait till the gate, they're more, and they get less of the door. So if you buy your tickets in advance, for those who are 13 and up, guess what? They're $13. If you're 65 and older, 2 to 12, you're 8. But if you wait till the gate, you're late. They're more. They're 16 and 9 at the door. And a little bit later on, Mr. Phil will read where you can buy those tickets in advance and save.
Indeed, we will do that. Well, Miss Skeeter, how long have you been with the circus?
Well, I started clowning around when I was 9 years old. I became an educated fool and got my BA in broadcasting. I worked radio.
I knew it.
Television for about 9 years. Then I got my MBA, Master of Buffoonery of Arts, from Ringling Brothers Barnum and Bailey Clown College. That was about 39 years ago, and I've been on the road ever since.
My goodness. So what do they teach at Clown College?
Well, it's kind of like clown boot camp. You're taught makeup, you're taught prop design and how to make your props, how to make and design your costume. You learn some balancing, juggling, acrobat, stilt walking, unicycling, all the aspects and skills of the circus. Because you see, the circus clown is known as more or less the lifeguard of the circus. In the old days, if you heard the wedding march being played by our wonderful windjammers, that's what we would call our bands, because we called them windjammers because you were under a big top. You had elephants. You had lions and tigers. You had the crowd. Yay! And you had the wind sometimes, too. So you had to jam that music in there whenever possible. So they are called windjammers. So if you heard the wedding march, that means that somebody needs some extra help. There might have been some sort of delay in something. So the clowns are sent in to occupy that time period. because some things take a little longer than the other. Sometimes you hear that and you just run into the tent. So if there are props set up there, like the Spanish web, that's that beautiful web that the beautiful folks climb up and do the aerial ballet that goes around and around. Well, if that's set, then you might go up and do a little parody about doing an aerial ballet. So, you know, you try to climb the rope, you slide down, you fall on your face, you get back up. And then, you know, at the very last, you do this very beautiful stance or style on it. And then you go down and look at it like, and walk away. So whatever is out there, you have to be able to use. So you, if there's some juggling things out there, you have to learn how to juggle. If there's another clown out there, how to work with them and entertain. So we are the rescuers of it. So you learned a lot about everything. Now, a lot of your character development would happen when you're on the road. Now, especially with Ringling Brothers, in the later years, is when you were on the train and you got to speak with the old timers. I was very fortunate. I graduated in 1985 from Clown College. Now, I was old. I was almost 28 years old. Most of my classmates were 17, 18, 19, and 20 years old. And so at that time, I was one of the oldest people that was accepted into Clown College. Now, in the very early years, the first couple of years, they did not accept female students. So we've come a long, long way.
You have. And I'm guessing that background in broadcasting, that had to help you because, as you mentioned, you got to be ready on a moment's notice to just go in and improvise, don't you?
You do, you do. And you know, they always told me I had a face for radio. I really do now with Facebook and everything. Now, when you're on the road, you really develop your character because, as I said, when I graduated in 85, I was lucky that Luke Jacobs was one of our teachers. Now, Luke Jacob, if that name doesn't ring a bell right away, he's the conehead clown, a goose clown. There's three different types of clown faces, white face, a goose, and hobo or character tramp face. That last one is the only American style one, and we'll get into that for a moment. But Lou had this cone's head and the little fedora on it, and he would come up with all these gizmos way back when, like riding behind a motorized bathtub skiing, carrying the 10-foot cigar with baby powder coming out of it for smoke. Some of the old-timers like Otto Grevening and, let's see, Mark Anthony and Emma Kelly, those are your character. Otto could walk around the ring and just eat a piece of cabbage on a whole head and have it all devoured by the time the end of the circus was and just keep you in stitches. So from their stories and their guidance, you really developed your clown character on the road. Now, so many of those that graduated with me and before, it's very fun because some are relating to us now as master clowns. Now, to us, master clowns were Lou Jacob, Otto Grevening, Mark Anthony, and these good folks. So there are some that even graduated with me from Clown College that I consider clown masters, but I just clown around. Now, ladies and ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, you have a whole lot of history right here in Wisconsin itself, because many of you know that in Baraboo, Wisconsin, is where the Ringling Brothers Clown College International Hall of Fame is, plus the wintering grounds for Ringling Brothers is there. Now, why there was like 87 different circuses here? Ringling had a reputation of buying their competition. So that's how they went from a little stage show to a one-ring circus to the three-ring circus. So a lot of people would come up here, start a circus, and go, oh, you know, in a year or two, Ringling will buy us. We'll be set for life, and we'll go on and do something else. But there's not that many circuses at all that I can recall now left in your wonderful state here, but you can go to the museum. This is the last year for elephants and a big top at the museum. So if you get a chance, go and visit the good folks there. Then around the corner downtown, just down from the Al Ringling Theater, is the International Clown Hall of Fame. A classmate of mine, Greg DeSanto, very kindly took over the operations of it, and he is very, very knowledgeable from European circuses, all over the circus. He was with Ringling for, I think it was 8 to 10 years, and he did a lot of the gag writing and presentations too. Now, if you come to the Culpeper Merriweather Circus, guess what, folks? You'll see a Ringling brother, Barnum and Bailey Clown College grad, in the ring too. His name is Leo Ogden. He is one of the very last circus clowns that comes out of a 2x2x2.5-foot car. Now, he's almost 6 foot tall, but it's not really all that funny to me watching him get in and out. What's funny is watching his shoes, clown shoes, get in and out of the car.
Oh, and you have clown shoes on today, too. I wonder where I could get a pair like that.
Well, there used to be clown shoe makers.
Oh.
And they're very hard and in between to find, that are the old styles that are made out of leather with the leather soles and leather bindings and stuffed with horse hair. See, we'd stop. Mine's still stuffed with horse hair because when you're in the ring and you're fortunate to work with a clown alley, two or more clowns, you know, there is a lot of clowning around. We get water thrown on us. We get pies thrown on our face. What most people don't realize, though, is we don't use cream pies, not usually, because we have to buy and supply our own props. So we use shaving cream. We take a soft bar of soap. We spin it up in soap with like a hand mixer. It will hold its shape for about 45 minutes. Then you take, some people take foil pie pans, but us professionals, we make ours out of foam rubber so that when they hit you, you know, they don't hurt as much. And so, you know, when you're getting 30 or 40 pies thrown at you, you have to be able to have stuff that you can rinse off real easy and go on and do other things. That's why we wear grease makeup, because it repels water. Well, our shoes, we would use the leather because it is something that was very ready at that time. Plus, you could waterproof them. And by using the horsehair repels water.
Oh.
So you don't have to worry about what they do nowadays with foam rubber, and it soaks up the water and it takes 8 days for it to dry out and everything. But here with the leather, if other places around the horsehair, it would mold to your feet. Just like when the old cowboys would get a brand new pair of boots, and the first thing they would do is they would put them on and find a mud puddle or a pond or a lake and soak it so that as it would dry to their foot.
I see. Clowns are so much fun. Unfortunately, they've had a bad rap in some years.
In some years, but we're coming back. Yes, radio has done wonderful things for us, talking about the wonderful clowns in the world. But some of the movies and TVs have put a different light on clowns.
Right.
Clowns actually were first designed as adult entertainment, just like cartoons. And people don't realize that cartoons were first adult entertainment. So when this all of a sudden became that clowns were just for kids, it was kind of like in the 50s, I believe, with TV and movies and all of that coming out. But there's not very many of us left. And the average age, I would say right now, of a circus clown is between 55 and 80 years old. Now, we have some young folks coming up that love clowning, that loves the physical end of clowning, because there's lots of different types of clowning. In the circus, we have always been drawn to the physical part of clowning. You know, the slaps, the the falls and all of that. But you have to be taught that, because you might take 5 or 6 slaps in one gag and fall 10 times. Well, you know, we have to get up and do another show or another gag. We don't have 2 or 3 days to recuperate, like when young folks are playing soccer or something and fall and have a bruised ankle or something to recoup from. So that's one of the important things. Now, a lot of clowns don't wear makeup. If you ever go to the International Clown Hall of Fame here in Baraboo, Wisconsin, down from the Ringling Muse Theater in Baraboo, Greg will tell you about the different clowns. Now, those who have been inducted has been like Lucille Ball. Now, they all wore like a little bit of makeup when they were doing radio and television, that type of thing. But, you know, Dick Van Dyke is a clown. Laurel and Hardy are clowns. They wore a little bit. Buster Keaton. There's a lot of folks that people go, oh, no, they're not clowns. They're actors. You know, clowns, we develop one character that we perform most of the time. So we are a very well-developed character actor.
I grew up watching Red Skelton.
Isn't he marvelous?
He really was.
Now, I had the privilege of a couple of times meeting Mr. Red.
Is that right?
But it was mainly in his later years when he was doing his artwork, his painting of clowns and that type of things. Many of my cohorts had met him through the circus, when the circuses would come through Palm Springs, California, I believe is his home, was his home. He used to come down and visit Clown Alley for the 3 to 7 days that they would be there, and he would always clown one time with the clowns, but only Red and the boss clown would know, because Red really wanted the people to come and see the younger clowns coming up, not just to come to see him. And he usually did what was called a free roll. A free roll at the circus is usually like a celebration with food and that type of thing. So usually he would either have a meal catered to the clowns or take them all out. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, don't forget that the circus is coming right here to Richland Center on Sunday and Monday. That's August 13th and 14th. We've been talking a lot about our clowns and Leo that you'll see on the circus day. But what about some of the other performers you'll see? Well, it is a traditional circus. We have the lovely Miss Simone. She does a single trapeze act. She's about 25 to 30 feet above the circus ring without a net, doing her different tricks and skills, being very, very stationary. And that's very, very hard to keep something that's swinging stationary to do things like hang by the bottoms of your heels. And she will also swing it back and forth and even touch the very top of the big top. We also have Leo the Clown back this year. We have lions and tigers. We have Wendell, who is just about 2.5 years old now. He's our lion. We adopted him when he was about 5.5 months old. He was a bit underweight. We got him back up to weight. He's 2.5 years old now, weighs about 350 pounds. His mane is coming in. When he's fully grown, he'll be close to 500 pounds, and you won't see his ears anymore because of his long mane. Now, Delilah is our golden tabby Siberian tiger. Ooh, I like how that flows off the tongue. Go ahead, try it, Phil. Golden tabby Siberian tiger.
Golden tubby Siberian tiger.
Almost. Instead of tubby, it's tabby.
Oh, I thought you said tubby. Golden tabby Siberian tiger.
That means she only has 2 stripes, gold and white. So it was a Siberian tiger, which are the 3 stripes, gold, white, and black, was married to a white Siberian tiger. And you don't always get a golden tabby Siberian tiger. They are only once or twice in a blue moon. And you will also see her perform. We have a Belgian stallion that performs this year in a 10th generation circus performing family act. It's a bear riding act. And this Belgian horse weighs 2,500 pounds. So we have tons of fun under the big top. We also have the lovely Miss Elizabeth. She does a hair hang just by one big old ponytail suspended 30 feet above the circus ring. Without a net, she does her special stylings. We have a foot juggler this year that actually juggles fire with their feet. We have a unicycle and juggling act also. We have the Daredevils, the Perez family. They are a fourth generation circus performing family. They do the Wheel of Destiny. The Wheel of Destiny looks like a double Ferris wheel, really more like hamster cages, those wheels that you would ride on. And so one is 30 feet above the ground, the other is 3 foot off the ground, and they go around and around, and they will perform their tricks and skills inside the ring. Then they'll climb on the outside of the ring as it goes around and around. That one I have to look between my fingers and keep my knees from shaking. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, if you'd like to learn more about the Culpeper Merriweather Circus, join us on the Culpeper Merriweather Circus Facebook. Like us. You'll see more stories on the different circus performers. And also, there is a cube site that you can get onto if you need to use your credit card to buy the tickets in advance. And like to remind you folks to buy your tickets in advance. More of that money goes to the Aquatic Center for the second slide this year. Plus, Southwestern Partners do a lot in the area too. They just, let's see, what all else have they done? I had it all written down here at one time. the 4th of July, mm-hmm. They do part of the 4th of July. They were backing the Guinness World Records of the longest jack-o'-lanterns.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that was just a year or two ago.
Yeah.
So they do a lot of good here. So if you buy your tickets in advance, more of that money will go to the aquatic centers this year. For the second slide, you'll save money and you'll have an hour and a half of thrills, chills, and excitement under the big top. So if you buy your tickets in advance, if you're an adult, 13 and up, you're 13. If you're a child or a senior, 65 and up, 2 to 12, you're 8. But if you wait till the gate, there are more, 16 and 9 at your door. And Mr. Phil will let you know where to buy those tickets in advance from these wonderful outlets.
Well, Ms. Skeeter, you can get them at Napa Auto and Truck Parts, WCCU Credit Union, both locations, Kelly's Coffee House in Richland Center, and right at the Richland Center Parks Office in Richland Center's Community Center.
And make sure you listen to your favorite radio station, WRCO, because they'll be giving away some senior and children tickets, and they'll also have the coloring contest. Now, if you go to the Park and Rec office later on today after 12, you can pick up your very own coloring contest page. It's Kelly the Clown. You color Kelly at home, you bring him to the circus. Any of those performances on either of those days, while you're watching the circus folks will judge them, and you may end up with a circus prize on circus day. It's for two different age groups, 11 to 8-year-olds, 7 and younger. So you get to meet the ring mistress, you get your novelty tour, you get your coloring page back, then you enjoy rest of the circus.
Oh, my goodness. And you're going to be in the community today making a couple of appearances.
Yes, I think I'm going. Hopefully, I'll have time enough to stop at the art camp and maybe the soccer camp.
At the Richland Center Park and Rec
yes.
program. So, well, that's awesome. We just hope that people will come out. And you talk about the circus. There are two performances on that Sunday, the 13th, and Monday, the 14th. You have a lot of action-packed excitement in that just, what, hour and a half or so that
in
you're
that
on?
In that hour and a half period. Now, we do have a small midway. We're a circus, so we're more about the show itself.
Mm-hmm.
We have a small midway that opens up an hour before each show. Now, Sunday, the shows are 2 and 4:30, and Monday, August 14th, they're 5 and 7:30. So you can come out an hour before. There's face painting, there's pony rides, there's a couple of the giant slides and moon bounces, there's a concession stand, peanuts, popcorn, cotton candy.
Good
then
stuff.
That's all fun stuff to start out with.
Some of my favorites right there.
I know.
So your chance to see the Culpeper and Merriweather Circus, and as you mentioned, it's something that we don't get to see as much as we used to, so it's a real novelty, isn't it?
And it's for any age. I used to say the circus is 102 to 102. But I was visiting a nursing home once and did my little show there, and afterwards was greeting the people. And this little old man came up to me with big old crocodile tears. And I looked at him and said, I hope those are tears of joy. He says, well, I really enjoyed your show, Skeeter, but I'm really sad. I said, well, why? He said, because you said the circus was for folks from 2 to 102. He says, I'm 104. So we made sure he had tickets and got away to come to the circus.
Oh, that's awesome.
So it's now for children of all ages.
And you'll be performing as well?
Well, I'm known as the advanced clown.
Oh, so you won't actually be at the circus.
Not until this year was I speaking of my age. So I go ahead of the show and I alert everyone that the circus is coming, the circus is coming, the circus is coming, so that we make sure that we'll be able to fill that big top up.
We sure hope we can. Well, you blended right in with our staff today. You came, you know, in your clown makeup, and we couldn't tell you from the rest of the staff. So,
what, I think we got about 2 or 3 minutes left.
Yeah.
This year being the 230th anniversary of the American Circus, Leo, who is also our guide for that Sunday morning tour at 9:30, will tell you about circus history as they're putting up the tent, because we use a lot of physics and science in the circus that people don't realize about. And this year I brought in some of my demonstrations some of the different circus instruments you would have heard at the very first American Circus. Now, that a lot of times were drums, bells, and whistles. And throughout the ages, the circus made up their own instruments. And if you go to Baraboo, Wisconsin, they have a circus music show that they'll do highlighting some of these interesting circuses. But in the old days, we started out with whistles. Now, this is a wooden whistle. Now, that sounded okay, but this wooden whistle is a special whistle because it's got a slide on it.
Oh.
And, of course, as you can hear, it's made out of wood.
That's awesome.
But we have lots of different materials to make things out of, especially whistles. This is a slide whistle, and it has a metal slide and a plastic body.
I hope you didn't charm in any snakes or anything.
So. Well, you know, I hope I have these around if there's snakes around, because I would like to charm them.
Miss Skeeter, it's been a pleasure having you in the studio.
Well,
today.
Thank you. And just to let us off on a good note, boys and girls always like to come up to clowns and tell us jokes. So here's the latest joke I have.
Good.
What did one wave, you're waving with your hand, what did one wave say to the other wave?
I don't know.
Nothing. They just waved.
Oh.
Bump, buddy, bump, bump, bump.
I should have known.
See you under the big top, folks. Have a great, great day. Thank you, Phil. Thank you, Radio WRCO.
You're welcome. Miss Skeeter joining us. Don't miss the Culpeper and Meriwether Circus. Again, it's Sunday the 13th and Monday the 14th. Two performances coming up that day at 2 and 4:30 on Sunday, 5 and 7:30 on Monday. This is The Morning Show.